say about being anxious about anything? Don't be anxious. Trust him. Trust him in all that you do. And if you say something out of sync that didn't line up quite right, ask for forgiveness and go on. It's important because he wants you healthy in this hour. He needs every one of us, and he needs us healthy. And so much of the time, if you would sit down and trace your aches and pains and the problems you're having, they derive out of being anxious about something. And God has said that we are not to be anxious for anything, that we are to trust in him and believe in him. And ask, take, you know, if you know the word of God, and I'm sure that all of you do, but he's saying get to know it more. But the more you know the word of God, the more you understand, yeah, that fits with his will. What I'm asking fits with his will. You don't have to pray a prayer and then say, if it be thy will. You already know that it is lining up according to the will of the word, and that is God's will. All the time. You can't go wrong. Hallelujah. Now you might ask once in a while with a little pomp and circumstance, or you might ask out of a want. That is fine to ask out of a want. He'll determine whether you get your want or not. He'll determine whether you get what, and he's there to give you everything that you have need of. I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome time to be made aware of who you are in him. And he said, begin to lay down all the false, what would you call it, facades, all the false thinking that you've got to line up according to somebody else's way of doing things. You line up with the word. You line up with what the word of God is saying. You line up with what is right. And God will be able to give you what you ask for. Now, he's not a, what would you say? He's not a teddy bear that's just going to flood you with everything that you want. It's got to line up a little bit. So I'm, huh? Oh, yeah, he's not a genie in a bottle. Nope. But it's time. It's time. You and I have been in this business, so to speak, a long, long time. And God's saying to all of us, this is the beginning. This is a new and fresh beginning. It does not focus off of what this person said and what that person said. It focuses off of what he said. He said in his word. And it doesn't mean that you got to quote every scripture and know every scripture, but you've got to know the word. And who is the word? Jesus. In the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. So I am just, you know, really thankful today for the freedom that we have in him. You go back to the scriptures and you circle everyone that says in him. And in those scriptures, it's going to say who you are in him, your inheritance, your makeup, your character, and on. But in him, you have freedom. You have liberty. And this is the year that God wants you to know him more than you've ever known him before. So I want to read out of Psalm 24. There is so much. We've taken, we've gone and done the foundations of the word. And we've been calling it foundations and new beginnings and what was the other word we used for it? But anyway, it was going back to the basics 101, getting rejuvenated, refreshed with the basics of what God taught us in the beginning, and passing what man said and pretty much sticking with what God said. So here's the Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And the glory represents what? His presence. And that is what we have asked for so long. And we have it. His glory, his presence is in the house. His presence is in you. Whether or not you allow him to be, work in you is up to you. It's your choice. And that is the freedom you have, the liberty that you have in him. And then Jesus Christ went to the cross so that it was sealed and it was completed. So in him, you are free, free men and women of God. But he's asked you for one thing, and that is to get to know him. Get to know him in such a way that you know that you know that you know. I've said that for years. I know that I know that I know. And sometimes that has really set people to thinking, well, how can you know? Well, I know. I walk and talk with him, you know? If you want to know somebody, you build a relationship with them. That's what we've done. So it's time now, this new year. This is a new beginning. I was so excited when I saw that we could go ahead and have church today. I did not. I was refusing to call it off because in him, our new beginnings, in him, you know, you can get down and out, but in him, you can come up and go. So it's time to allow a refreshing to come in. It's time. I'm trying to give you my excitement. I don't know if I'm doing it or not, but I'm trying to light a fire under you. But it's time, and he has told me that it's time to preach the holy fire. To preach the holy fire, to bring that back. And so I found a sermon that I did back in August 14 of 2016, and I'm going to bring that to you in a little bit. But now we're going to praise and worship. But first, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these people who have come today, your people, Father God. I thank you for their hearts are fresh and turned towards you today. I thank you, Father, for the sun that's shining physically outside, but I thank you for the sun, S-O-N, your sun, that's shining here on the inside. Father, just continue to turn up the flames and the fire within us. Let us come together in such a way. Build the family, Father God. Build the family in such a way that we come together for one another. We lift each other up and we speak good over each other. So, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your hand that is upon it. And I thank you, Father God, that you are lighting the fires. Oh, thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Are we ready? Your amazing patience to watch over your children. Father, I thank you. And we do want to be near your heart. We do want to be near you. There is nothing like the excitement of your heartbeat. There is nothing like the extension of your hand upon a situation. There is nothing like reading your word and putting it down inside of our hearts, Lord. For you are our all in all. You are our beginning and our end. And we just declare today that, Lord, always and always let your light shine so that others might be seeing it and others might come home. Father, let us keep that light shining so that the prodigals can see it. That they never get too far from it, that they cannot see it. and come home. And Lord, you're bringing them home. You said all of those who've gone astray will come home. And we stand on that word. We stand on that promise. And we say yes and amen. 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 Wow. I think we'll go ahead and take the offering at this time, and then we'll just flow right on through. That you are constantly in the mix of all of this. Every place we place our foot, Father God, you're there. And I thank you, O Lord. I thank you for doing that. I thank you for being not only in our hearts, but in our souls as well. Thank you, Lord, for being visible to us. Oh, thank you for not being hidden away. Thank you for letting us know that you care about every little stone that comes across our path. So, Father, I just pray a blessing upon this offering and the people in this room, and I thank you, O God, for each and every one. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's prayer. Prayer. Prayer can be ignited in holy fire. The fire of God is holy fire. And I've seen it, a fire that does not consume, except the dross that is being kicked up in the atmosphere. The dross that's being sifted out of your life. We were singing, we don't want to go back. We were singing, we're not going back. And this holy fire is going to consume that which is holding you back this year. You're going to say things and do things that you don't even have planned beforehand. It's going to be God speaking through you.
Amen.
And the holy fire that's coming out of your voice is igniting, and it's bringing down heaven to earth. God's responding because of the relationship this church has been building with him over the last 2 years. He's taking us in a higher direction, and holy fire is part of his promise to you. So don't ignore it, and don't be surprised when you pray in this second for something to happen. Something that's important, something needed, and it happens before you get done with the prayer. It happens that way. When you come into a relationship like you all are coming into and have been walking some in, but the relationship gets better. It doesn't stay the same unless, of course, that's all you want. If that's all you want, it'll stay the same, but it gets better. And I tell you, the more you see him working, the more you want more. But I can't give you the more. Don't go to a pastor to give you the more. You get on your knees before the Father who has the more. That's where your more comes from. That's where it begins to rumble. Talk about thunder. Talk about holy rain. Once you get that fire ignited, once the Lord can work through you with that, you come alive. And those things which you take on, he gives you to do, come alive with you. So I'm going to read. He took me right to this tablet, so I really think that this is for somebody today. And I'm not going to preach it, I'm going to read it. How's that? And then we'll do the ordination. Oh, if I can get through it. God wants to take us out of our religious thinking and into the truth of his word with his mindset, taking us out of our thoughts and taking our thoughts captive. We are going to learn to pray with understanding and in the spirit, a wheel within a wheel. And we'll talk more about that another time. But I preached on this, so there is a CD around somewhere. So we're going to be taking and learning those things which are spiritual. It's a wheel within a wheel. For God says, ask, and it shall be given you. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Someone has aptly stated, if you have been on the same road for 20 years and haven't arrived at your destination, you should know you are on the wrong path. Yep. The road of religious praying for more than 20 years is seldom results seen. If you have prayed, pleaded, begged, complained, but the answer has not come, when you've had, I should have read more about this, practiced it more, when you've had zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, you may be on the wrong road. When you find the truth, the word of God, the knowledge of that truth will set you free. And that's what we've been talking about all morning. 2 Timothy 2, 24-26, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may discover themselves out of the more of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. I recover myself out of the small sense of the devil by acting on God's word. So we bring forth our own recovery by acting on God's word. You will find freedom then, Jesus in prayer, or through Jesus in prayer, and a revelation of God's word. This year is a year of revelation as well. I will be sharing many instructions of the truth of God's word on prayer. But the depth for which you can go is entirely upon you and how much you accept and put into practice. We will be trading out old ways for the truth of God's word. Wow. 3 years ago, God was having me preach this. Whew. The banqueting table is being set before you. So the ability of God, every born-again believer has God's ability abiding in him, in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why I keep telling you, go back to the scriptures in him. In him. Remind yourself daily. Yet few have ever learned to release that power. God and his word are one. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:1. God's word is Lord over every circumstance of life. Our minds cannot grasp these truths without revelation that God and his word are one. And you know that once you get a revelation of something, no one can take it away from you. It's solid. You know that you know that you know when God has given you a revelation. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And that's just what I was talking about. When you come close to him, when you know that he is your all in all, when you know that he is strongly on the throne of God, when you know that he is working in your life, you know that you know that you know. And you will see the end result. We stagger at the love God has invested in humanity. We can't comprehend it without knowing him, knowing the one who is love. If a man love me, Jesus, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, will come unto him and make our abode, our home with him. So that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit talking to you. And he will come in. Hebrews 1:3 literally says, I and my Father are one. And that is truth personified. The Word was God, upholding all things by the word of his power. And I tell you right now, promise not to preach, but right now, he is reminding me that he is in the business of releasing his power. When you say, yes, Lord, allow him to release his power. You said yes in other ways. But you get to that door where it opens and power is starting to reach out to you, and it's scary, and you shut the door. You shut it quicker than you realize, because you shut it with doubt, because it's new. It's new. It's not something that you're used to, and it's not something you quite understand because it's supernatural. But when he really wants to release the power, you gotta let him. You gotta let him, and you gotta say, okay, God, here's all of me. Let me be whatever you want me to be in this world to whomever. If it's just one time, the power is here for that person. So God released his ability in word form, and it upholds all things. The whole universe stands in obedience to his word. God's ability is in his word. And you know that when you're obedient, things begin to happen. If you're called to the mission field and nothing is happening, it's not going to happen by osmosis. First, you got to say yes. First, you got to put your step out there. You got to take at least a step with your right foot. And then as you bring up your leg for the second half of that step, God begins to move. He wants to see if you're sincere. He'll test to see if you are sincere. He'll let you know that this is not a safe journey, and he'll watch to see if you're sincere or if you're in fear. Hallelujah. There's a lot to going on a mission field. So we must learn to release that ability within us by rightly dividing his words. John 16:33, Jesus is saying there, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might be pure or have peace. God gave you his word to put you over. Did you ever think of it that way? He gave you his word to give you that boost over. I remember all the times that the people have had to boost me up in a truck, boost me up in a van. My legs are so short, I can't even crawl into a van. I have been the pun of a lot of jokes over time. He designed it to work in every area of life. His word works, and it knows no time or distance. It is a spiritual law. God's word rules. God's word is alive and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. It is living substance. It is law in the world of the spirit. It is more powerful than the laws of nature that govern the universe today. And there's another thought. The universe is so big, and yet God spoke it into existence. And he's still revealing through mechanisms that we invent here on earth. We understand the law of gravity. Just that sure are God's spiritual laws, and they work continually. They work the same yesterday, today, and forever. They will never change. The word says, God changeth not. Amen? God's word never changes, but it changes things. Whoopee, I'm glad. Laws of God. Let's take off our religious eyeglasses and look at some things that Jesus said concerning prayer. There are laws of God that govern and uphold all things. I want you to see that the laws we will be referring to are God's laws, and they are spiritual. God is a spirit, and he created the universe. Everything you see has been created by a spirit. He is spirit. You are a spirit clothed in a body. Hallelujah. The spirit world is the real world. This is not the real world. This is not real. He's real. This is a bunch of molecules forming around that have been captivated in this form. But this is not the real world. The word says the things which are seen are temporal. In other words, they are subject to change. 1 Peter 1:23, the word of God liveth and abideth forever. So People may stop speaking it, people may stop reading it, but it's still alive. And it will pop its head up when Jesus is ready. God's word is a living person, Jesus, and abides forever. The reason you have eternal life is because you received the eternal word into you, into your spirit, and he is life. The word is eternal, and he produces after his kind. That's good. That is awesome. There is and there are spiritual bondages. Today there are many Christians who have been deceived by the evil one. Satan is called the deceiver. You see it every day. So, you know, we can't take a vacation on prayer. We have to continually lift up everything in prayer. Our children, our homes, our government, all these things need to be lifted up in prayer. Prayer will also produce power and strength in your life. And especially when you begin to see God move in that prayer. When you begin to see God move in your life. When you begin to see and know that in him, all things are possible. All things are, don't get discouraged. Don't allow anything to come in today and get you discouraged. Continually lift up the name of Jesus. And he says, when my name is lifted up, all things will be drawn unto him. All peoples will be drawn unto him. So you know what? I promise not to preach, but I'm done reading. I want to reach out and draw everyone that I come in contact to him. That is our goal. That should be our goal. When you get up in the morning, it's time to get up and shout the joy. If you don't have joy, think of something that brings you joy. Laughter. Think of me behind an ordinary pulpit. This is what you see. This is custom to me. If you can't think of anything else, just think of Pastor Sandy behind an ordinary pulpit. And there's nothing ordinary about me. Hallelujah. The devil will try and get you down. Try and make you think that there's something wrong with you. There's not a thing wrong with you. Not one thing. You're different. I'm different. I sure wouldn't want to be like you, and I sure wouldn't want you to be like me, because then how would we learn from each other? How would we learn? But we should be able to take laughter and let it build us on the inside instead of bringing us to a point of being offended. I'm so tired of that word. I'm offended. I'm offended. Well, in him, there's no way you can be offended. In him, he's going to point the good. And what is this holy fire supposed to do this year? Burn off that old offense. Burn off that old thing that lives on the inside of you. You want signs and wonders and miracles to happen? Allow him to burn. Allow him to burn on the inside of you, and you'll be surprised how much you're carrying in here that is stopping your ministry, that is stopping you from calling forth. You know, in the old days, the Old Testament, they spoke it and they believed it. And if it didn't happen, they weren't all upset about it. But it usually happened. I mean, when Moses would say something, it happened. When Abraham would say something, it happened. I mean, they just had such confidence. And that's in here. They had such confidence in their God that they knew that he would meet them in that statement. That he would meet them when Elijah called down fire from heaven. Whoo! It was something. That's something I want to do. And you know what? I've got the ability to do it. You've got the ability to do it. Some would say with a religious mind, oh, you're just being silly. No way. No way. I can call down fire from heaven. You have to watch what you say. When you begin to walk with him, you have to watch what you are thinking when you begin to walk as close as I'm telling you to walk. Because it happens. It happens. And the angels, they're not set to know what you would, how do I want to say this? What your good intentions are or what you're thinking. They're set to do what you're speaking. Think about that. The angels of the Lord are set. They're ministering angels. And if you're calling forth something, they're set to allow that to happen. They don't have that in between. I didn't always know that, but I was taught that years ago by the Lord himself. You know, you can't just assume that the angels are going to do it the way you're thinking. They're going to do it the way you're speaking. There's a responsibility when you come into this era that we're coming into. And that is to walk in truth, to walk in love, and to walk in a way that is supernatural. When I first started talking about this back in October, people were just looking at me kind of funny. And the devil sure didn't like it because he knew where I was going. But we're saying no, no more, no more. And the things that bring along your little, I said this earlier, but I don't know if you were all here, but the things that bring along your little complaints, your hurt here and hurt there, bad tooth here or something else happening over here, is anxiety. The devil gets a hold of the anxiety and turns up the fire on it. It's just, if you could see it in the spirit realm, it's just a little thing. Just like your tooth in your mouth is a little thing, but boy, when it hurts, it throbs. And you want it out. Well, you know what? I want all of Satan's demands and flows to be gone. All of his shenanigans, everything in him to be gone, because that's not my inheritance. So it's time to be free. It's time to let the power of God to be released in your life. And if you've ever seen it released, you want more. You want more. So you want to find that one thing that's hindering. Maybe it's two things that's hindering you from doing what God has called you to do. And that's why he designates and calls out some of us to be pastors. He had ordained that before the beginning of time. And most of the ones who are pastors, and I'm just going to speak on pastors today because we're going to ordain Marty. Most of the ones who have been called to be pastors, we don't want the title. I mean, I told the Lord way back, I says, I can do what I'm doing without being ordained or having a title. And he said to me, he said, I want you to have the authority that comes with it so that you will have respect when you go even across the ocean, that you will have respect. And that is what is right. I didn't realize it. And especially being a woman, it helps a lot. But still in all, if you talk to most pastors, they really don't want the title. They just want to be free to preach and teach and help others grow. Anybody that is a pastor, I think they would say amen. Because it's such a, it's a humbling position that God puts you in, but it's one that he has chosen to put upon you even from the beginning of time. So promotion comes from him. Promotion comes from the Father himself. But it was planted in you from the beginning of time. And even when Satan has tried to stall it, even when Satan has tried to say, well, this one isn't going to be promoted, Well, you just leave it in God's hands. Don't try to do it yourself. And he will do it. He may even skip over a lot of the little steps and come right up to the main table. We always used to laugh as little kids down south. There was always the kids' table. Or you sat under the table until it was time to feed the kids. We sat under the dessert table. You know, you can reach up so far and get whatever's on the edge. We had fun.